They get 8 nuclear power stations that are ageing and towards the end of their lives, and they get 1 coal-fired power station. But the value in British energy is not really the old stock of nuclear plants. It's the land that it controls, because that land will be used for a new generation of nuclear power stations.
The government owns 36% of British energy, so this deal, a boost for the Treasury's coffers?
Well, it is a boost for the Treasury coffers compared with where we were a few years ago, when British Energy ran out of money completely and went cap in hand to the government to be bailed out. But the bulk of the money that the government gets back will actually be put straight into nuclear clean-up funds that are needed for the old British Energy nuclear power stations that are now nearing the end of their life.
Not long ago, British Energy was a basket case. You mentioned it getting bailed out by the government. How's it managed to turn itself into a profitable company?
Well, it's come under new American management, and certainly that seems to have improved things dramatically. But the biggest factor is that power prices, as we're all aware with our household bills, have soared in recent years, and British Energy's been able to take advantage of that.
Back in August, only a couple of months ago, British Energy shareholders rejected a £12 billion bid. Is the fact that they've accepted this bid purely to do with the extra money that's on the table?
Well, I think it's partly to do with the extra money that's on the table. It's also to do with the way that the deal has been structured, that there were a small number of shareholders, in actual fact, who were opposed to the original deal, and they were very bullish about future power prices, and so they've got a detail inside this EDF agreement under which they can take advantage in future of any power rises that come through. But I think also we're in a very turbulent financial situation, and I'm sure shareholders, seeing some of the biggest names in finance get into serious trouble, are happy now to take the money while it's on the table.
What concerns are there about the huge share of the energy market that EDF now controls?
Well, yes, the percentage of the power market that controls will go up from 6% to 25%, making it the biggest single operator in the market. There are already huge concerns about the consolidation of power into the hands of 6 really big players. And not only are many of those players foreign-owned and not listed on the London Stock Exchange, so it's very hard to get information about how they're putting their power prices together, but it's also a concern that power prices have risen very fast. There's investigations going on into that in Britain, and most people believe that one of the reasons why power prices are so high is because there's too few people controlling the market, and this deal between EDF and British Energy is going to make that situation worse.